It is remarkable, though, that this invasion got as far as it did, and it certainly scared the then-ruling Sultan Al-Kamil, who offers a deal to the Crusaders. He's willing to give Jerusalem and Bethlehem back, and all of the hinterland. He is going to keep the forts of Ultra-Jordan, that is the regions to the east of the Jordan, although he's willing to pay tribute to keep those key castles. It's an incredible deal. In fact, they should take it, and instead the Crusaders reject it. They see this offer as a sign of weakness. And finally, they decide that the only way to win is to take Cairo. And in the summer of 1221, they launch this very ill-advised advance up the Nile from the port of Damietta in the high summer. And what happens is the Egyptian army simply opens the canals and floods out the Crusades. And you end up with this really strange image of the knights, you know, foundering around in the Egyptian swamps now created and being forced to surrender. It's humiliating. Most of the army doesn't even really engage the Muslim forces. They're way down in their armor. They're falling from exhaustion in the heat. They're in up to their knees in all this Nile muck. And on August 29th, 1221, there's no choice but the nobles and the Cardinal Pelagius have to negotiate an agreement. It is amazing that Al-Kamil is as generous as he is. He is relieved to get this Crusader army out of Egypt. I mentioned earlier that he's the Sultan in Egypt, but he's really running sort of the Ayyubid Sultanate Consortium Inc. You know, his relatives are on the way from Syria, and he's not quite sure they're going to help him or they're going to overthrow him and then attack the Crusaders. Of course, there's no question that Jerusalem's going to remain Muslim, but the Crusade is evacuated under terms. It goes back to the port and leaves by September. 1221, most of those Crusaders have now gone home. Well, this is embarrassing for a variety of reasons, but the most obvious one is, where's Frederick? And it was pretty well understood in Western Europe that Frederick was at fault. He had never arrived. And part of the problem with this whole operation is there was no leadership. There were also questions of logistics, financing. The timing of the operations was hideous. I can't imagine who would think of invading Egypt in high summer, you know, loaded down in medieval night. But there are so many problems with this outfit that you could spend just an enormous amount of time saying, where did you go wrong? In any case, out of this disaster, it became clear that Frederick was really under strong pressure now to lead a crusade. And his own throne and reputation was now tied to it. And in 1225, under a famous treaty with Honorius III, he promises, I'm really going to go on crusade this time. And if I don't, there should be an automatic excommunication. There's a time that's set in 1227. He doesn't leave by a certain date. He's going to be under excommunication. And that's dangerous for Frederick. Because, as you remember, going all the way back into the earlier lectures, once a Holy Roman Emperor is excommunicated, it is open season for the nobility to revolt. Now, Frederick is willing to go on crusade because his real interests are extending the Hohenstaufen Empire. He takes the precaution of marrying the infant daughter of John, Yolanda or Isabel, who is the heiress to the Kingdom of Jerusalem. And in fact, Frederick doesn't go to the marriage in Aachen. He sends his sword as his proxy. Eventually, the marriage is celebrated. And so Frederick and his children by Yolanda Isabel are going to be the kings of Jerusalem. And he does. He has a son called Conrad, who ultimately is the titular king of Jerusalem. He never goes there. He ends up getting killed at the Battle of Benevento by Charles of Anjou. So that looks good. There's the forces are assembled. But once again, he continues to stall. He doesn't leave on time. Gregory the Ninth, the new pope, threatens, you know, I'm going to really excommunicate you unless you do this. And he does so. I mean, he excommunicates Frederick, and Frederick leaves on his own time. On September 29th, 1229, Frederick's excommunicated. Shortly afterward, 1227, shortly afterwards, Frederick departs. Misses it by a couple of weeks, as I recollect. So that crusade sets sails for Acre. Now, what Frederick really is doing is trying to claim his inheritance. He shows up. He immediately realizes that it would take a major expedition to invade Egypt, and that whole operation back in the Fifth Crusade, that's not what Frederick's interested in. He wants to get back to Italy and assert his authority. He arranges to put in an administration in Outremer, and as I mentioned earlier, many of the nobility in Outremer, especially John, Lord of Beirut, are really taken aback. Frederick is going to run this outfit like a Byzantine emperor.